Have you ever wondered how taboo, shame, and lack of good sexual education have stripped away elements of pleasure in childbirth and parenting that are essential to loving, intimate relationships? Join me for another episode of our Orgasmic Birth Podcast, Pleasure in Pregnancy, Birth, and Parenting, as we break down and heal barriers and open the door to more love and intimacy in birth and life. Deborah Pascali Bonaro, founder and director of Orgasmic Birth and host of the Orgasmic Birth podcast. My guest today, Lavisa Dahl, has her heart on fire. And truly, I've had an opportunity to get to know her as she's in our Orgasmic Birth practitioner program. And not only is her heart on fire, but she's doing incredible work to help women to create the orgasmic living and birth that they desire. She really has knowledge about feminine embodiment, sacred sexuality, biodynamic healing, meditation, yoga, and Vedic ritual. Lavisa's life has been her studies of Advaita Vedanta, and you're going to have to correct me on this, Lavisa. Is it Advaita Vedanta?
Advaita Vedanta. So it means,
go ahead.
One without a second. So it's the vision of non-duality, of oneness, we can say.
Ah, that's so beautiful. And I love that you write the knowledge of yourself as full and complete and as already accomplished fact. Her mission is to heal Earth by birth, and she is a mentor and guides moms and moms-to-be one-on-one through her membership, Mom Love. So, Lavisa, having had a chance to work with you and to hear the incredible gifts that you're bringing out to so many, I am truly honored to have you join us today.
Oh, thank you. I'm so, so happy to be here. So honored to be here.
I know you've had an amazing journey because you have three children, three births. And I always love to have people start by kind of taking us into that, giving us kind of maybe a summary and some of the lessons learned that brought you to really working with so many people around pleasure and orgasmic life and birth.
Yeah, like, I mean, I have three children and I had three home births. I've been really fortunate to be able to birth at home. That's how I feel. And the two last ones were orgasmic births. And the first one was a very smooth birth, but it wasn't orgasmic in the sense that the two second ones. So I thought, like, today I really want to tell the story of my newborn son. He's 3.5 months now. And I'll give like some nuggets from the other births and what I learned. Because, like, really, thank you so much to you, Deborah. You know, when I was pregnant with my first, I had somebody I knew, like, briefly. She had given birth and she just recommended orgasmic birth to me. So I went home and I watched it and I was like, oh my God, like, I had no idea. So it's really, I really feel it's such an honor to be here with you today and to be on this podcast because, I mean, I found it so incredible and there was something that rang like really true in me. But I did see it like as a faraway concept, like something that would probably happen to somebody else, but not me. And I think that is something that so many can also relate to, that you're like, yeah, that sounds cool for somebody else. But now, like on the other end, every woman can have a pleasurable and orgasmic birth. Definitely. It has to do with like the birth setting. It has a lot to do with your preparation. And one thing that I thought was so difficult with that first pregnancy was that I didn't know how to prepare. I mean, I had some books. I got some books and I was like looking, for something and I couldn't find it anywhere. I did find it in your movie. And also I later got the book also. But the truth that birth is really so, so deeply connected with your sexuality. Mm. Well, I'll bring you forward. So I had that first home birth. And then for the second, if I didn't know at all how to prepare for the first, for the second, I was like, I'm preparing. And it sort of felt like I knew exactly how it was going to prepare, because I understood that, okay, I'm birthing through my body, embodiment. So that is like, I have five pillars that I find so important and that I also teach. So embodiment is the first one, to really inhabit your body, because it's through your body you're going to birth. So embodiment, and the second one, pleasure. And for my second pregnancy, I was like lying in my bathtub every night for the last couple of months. And also lots of like self-pleasuring and, you know, bringing in pleasure in all kinds of ways.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, he came like super fast. The midwives, they didn't arrive on time. They came for the placenta, but it was like all so fine. I felt so in my power, like super, it was perfect. And it was an ecstatic experience, you know, like being a firework. It's just absolutely amazing, like mind blowing. And I felt so, you know, strong, capable, that like, I've got this. There was no question about it.
Isn't that amazing how birth can do that for you? Because like hearing you say that, a lot of people are shy to say that, right? That they really feel so powerful and can feel the embodiment, their body, the pleasure, the ecstasy. So just hearing you say that kind of gives me an oxytocin rush, you know, knowing that that is possible for everyone.
Yeah. So I think it's so important, you know, to say it. And I was actually shy to talk about that after that birth. Like I did say it to some close ones, but I didn't really go shout it from a mountain as I'm doing now, you know. I had to have another experience to get the balls. Really. Not only like that moment of ecstasy, but also like how that impacts one afterwards. It was such a healing birth.
So you were saying how ecstatic the experience was the second time around. Do you think there was something you did differently, or how did your preparation that time bring you there?
Yeah, I think like I was preparing so much more. So I brought in the embodiment, like really inhabiting my body, and also the pleasure, as I said, and also relaxation. That's the, like the third one of those five pillars, relaxation, to really bring yourself often during pregnancy, as often as you can, bring yourself into a relaxed state so you can really also sink into the rhythm of birth, because it's like it has its own beat, sort of. And when we relax in preparation for that, we're much more like likely to be able to like fall into and surrender into it. And surrender is also a really important thing. And we can practice it. It's a little more difficult, but we can practice it when we have sex. Like, how much can I receive and just let myself receive? Or also, if something is challenging in life, we can also surrender to the fact that I cannot do anything about this. So there's this spiritual dimension to surrender. That is, it's not that it has nothing to do with giving up. It's more like I allow everything to be as it is. And I can just trust. It's a lot about trust. And I think trust, you need to bring trust into your birth. It's very important. And also the fifth one, to visualize. Yeah. Visualize how you want your birth to be. Like, where do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Maybe what do you want your partner to do? And that's also a really big one. I've been so fortunate to have my husband accompany me, because we've had very deep conversation also on beforehand. Like for my second birth, I had a list. It was so long with like things I wanted, like things that I wanted him to do, like for the birth setting and what he could do during the birth, and like really specific. And actually, he didn't even like, he just got through the first things, like making the smoothie and then covering the windows. And then somewhere there, I was like, you gotta come now because baby's arriving. So he didn't make it through the list. But it's very important to have that communication if you are accompanied by a birth partner.
Yes. Or a so important.
Or a partner. Yeah.
Yeah. So take us now. You've like really the journey of birth, right? I love that, that each birth kind of brought you deeper and taught you things. So now you had put together your five pillars. You had this magical, ecstatic, powerful birth. When you found out that you were pregnant again, what was that like? And what was that journey like?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I really, really prepared and explored, like, I've been exploring my pleasure and also expanding in my pleasure a lot during this pregnancy. And I think that's definitely a big part of that, how it went as it did. But I'll tell the birth story and then, yeah.
Please.
So it started at night, at like 9 p.m. We had put the kids to bed. So it started by the water breaking. And I went out to the garden to pick some flowers, putting them on the altar, lighting the candles. And I had this a specific birth altar also with your book on it. So I could see, you know, so I could read orgasmic birth, because I was very much invoking an orgasmic birth. And my husband said, like, he asked if he should call the midwives. And I was like, I knew that this was going to be a fast birth. The waves that, I say waves instead of contractions, the waves were so, so powerful, like from the beginning. So it wasn't like, it didn't build up so much. It just all straight away. But I said, no, don't call them. Because I had this intuition that I wanted them to arrive for the placenta. And then this might sound like, yeah, I don't know how that sounds, but that was how it was. My intuition was super strong, like for the birth, they don't have to be here, but for the placenta, they can come, you know. And my husband, he obeyed, so I didn't call him. But a very funny part of the birth where I had to go to the bathroom, and I think it's really freeing also. That's why I want to bring this element in, because there are so many women that are afraid that they will poo themselves, like that there will be poo. And yes, sometimes that happens. It didn't happen in my first birth, not in the second. In the third, yes.
Yes.
So I was like sitting on the toilet. My husband was massaging my shoulders with lavender oil. And it was like, you know, this merging of poo and lavender. And I was just laughing in between the waves, because it's, birth is a, it's a magnificent experience. It brings everything to the table. And this birth was so, so raw and so, so real, so mundane. And we went back to the bedroom and we have been talking about nipple stimulation. So he was like touching my breasts and we had this really deep communication. I felt like I didn't have to word that much. He just listened to my body also. And I knew like, now he's coming, like I'm going to birth very soon. Like now he's soon here. And I also used clitoris stimulation. And that was, I hadn't done that in the previous birth, maybe because my mother-in-law and my daughter were there actually. But here it was just us. And I was touching myself and really feeling how that gave relief. Like, I don't really think that the waves are, I don't really like to call them painful, because I think intensity is a better word, actually. Because pain, yes, I've had pain when I've hurt myself, but the intensity, it's intense, you know? And if we allow that intensity to just flow through our body and just like surrendering to it, allowing it, knowing that this is helping me birth this baby. It's like, it's the force of nature. And I just like let it flow through me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was so beautiful.
And I was opening so fast with each wave. I just felt, you know, oh, I opened so much so quickly. And, you know, there was these like candles and the sexual touch and the dim lights. And it was like, it was so beautiful, everything. And then I pooed again. All over, you know, not all over, but my husband was behind me, you know, and he was like changing the towel and wiping my ass. And, you know, it was really real, this birth. It was so real. And then I was like, I don't give a shit about that.
Literally, right?
Just press on my hips. And so he did. So he was pressing on my hips for like, and I felt Vayu. Vayu is the name of my son. So I felt him when he was descending. I had an orgasm, like a physical orgasm. I hadn't had that. I had that like ecstatic experience. But in this birth, it was a physical orgasm. And I think it was like a combination between a cervical and a goddess spot orgasm. That's how I experienced it. It was like rolling like super clear. Such a beautiful experience. Yeah, and then my body just started to push him out. And that feeling when, like, you know, the body just takes over, it's just like I just get to step aside here and the body just does it. It's really beautiful. And at the crowning, like, I had birthed two babies before. This was different. I knew this was different. It felt so big, like his head felt so big. And I had this moment of like deep fear, really deep fear. I had to completely surrender. And this is the largest, biggest, most spectacular surrender I've ever experienced, when I just had to like, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I will tear. I don't know. But I surrender to the fact that I am birthing this baby now. And I was like throwing my head on the bed. I was like on all fours in front of the bed. And I was just like doing horse lips, like, and really like going into this kind of like primal crazy state, you know, like just letting go of everything, just like sort of like shaking my ego, whatever's left of my ego here, just shaking it off. And I birthed him. And when he came into the world, I had a second orgasm. Wow. And it was like a female ejaculation, you know?
Yes.
And that liquid in Sanskrit, it's called Amrita. And Amrita is the nectar of God. The nectar of God. And I think it's so beautiful. Like at his birth, he was welcomed with the nectar of God. That was how he came into the world.
So beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Truly, it leaves me, you know, without words, because we can feel the sacred environment that you and your husband created, the trust, the surrender, the words that you use. And to see that orgasm, that birthgasm in the sacredest way, right? To welcome your baby in such a beautiful nectar of God. Just beautiful words, Lovisa. Wow.
Yeah. It really, really incredible. And then the midwives arrived shortly thereafter. At some point, I had said, okay, now you can call them. And they came for the placenta exactly as I wanted. And you know what? He felt so big, right?
Right.
At the crowning, he felt so big. It was because I didn't know, because I didn't see. But my husband told me he came Superman. He came with his fist first. You know, so I had an arm and a head. That was why it was so big. And I had to like, hold all of that. And my midwife actually said afterwards that she thinks that if I wouldn't have had the orgasms, the birthgasms, it's very likely that I would have teared, because when that happens, when the arm is first, it's probable that you tear. And I didn't tear at all. And she was like, I'm sure this is because I was so lubricated.
Yes.
And that also like makes me even more like, we got to talk about this. It's so important. Yeah. I'm left speechless, actually.
Yes. Well, and I'm so glad you're talking about it, because so many people that experience such pleasure, or especially including birthgasm and orgasm, don't say anything, right? We get kind of shy to talk about that with all that everyone thinks about in birth. But I'm so glad your midwife's honored too. Not only are you juicier, right? Because you're secreting more like lubricant that's helping the baby to literally slide into the world, but the tissues bring engorgement when we orgasm in that way too. And that does help the tissues to stretch. So even the clitoral stimulation, nipple stimulation, other ways that you were bringing pleasure into the body earlier, were also really preparing your body to bring that extra circulation, lubrication, and ease to birth. So, so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And what would you say? I know there are people like listening going, wow, right? Like, that's just outside, especially think back to when you were having your first birth, right? And just kind of navigating, even choosing a home birth was probably a big choice then. What would you say to people that are thinking, wow, like I have mixed feelings about that, or how do I go about that?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I really think that we also have to define what is orgasmic, because I had this idea that it has to involve a birthgasm, when it really doesn't have to. Of course not. Like, I mean, my second birth was super ecstatic. That was an orgasm, the whole thing, you know? And also, I think like as you're preparing for birth, bringing in pleasure in all ways, like sexual, but also the sensual pleasures, like, how does it feel? How do I perceive this wind on my skin? Or how does this flower smell? So it really, like, the orgasmic nature of a woman, that is really our inherent nature. That is another deep topic, but it lies so much in how we sensually perceive the world. So like really working with your senses, becoming more and more attuned, like, how does this smell? Okay, how does this taste? How do I feel this? And listening, like the bird song or the music, like really, because that is also embodiment, right? When we use our senses, so they are all like, all these are connected, right? Pleasure, embodiment. So that's important for the preparation. And then, yeah, I think reading positive birth stories, this is also a big one. And say no to what you don't want to hear. Like, I was quite, like, even with my first birth, like, somebody wanted to tell me their horrible birth story. I was like, tell me later. I don't want to hear it. And I know that some women also want to know, like, everything that can happen. And if that is you, then honor that and make sure to get the information about what can happen at a birth, if that is your desire. For me, I wasn't so interested. I loved reading good birth stories. Yeah, and trusting your body. The body knows.
Yes.
Your body knows. She knows how to birth the baby. And it's also you and the baby together. Like your body and the baby together. It's a dance. And then, of course, it's also this, like, in the external world, of course, like, how can you choose where to birth so you feel safe and you feel you have that privacy, that intimacy that is so important for birth? And, you know, like I read the numbers for, I think it's called Pitocin in English, like the
synthetic oxytocin.
Yeah, synthetic oxytocin. I read the numbers for for Sweden last year, 2023, and it was like 42%. And that's really high. I mean, that's almost every second woman. And I think like from this, we can draw the wisdom that like, okay, we know that this is needed for the contraction, for the waves to keep coming, right? For the birth to progress. We know that. So why not do it the natural way? If we know this, why not do it the natural way? Like, hell, it's your birth. Like, I know that it can be intimidating to have like your husband or wife or doula or whoever touch your boobs or yourself touching you. If maybe you're in a birth center or hospital, it's like maybe more intimidating than in your home. But if that is where you, for different reasons, need to birth, then fucking sorry, hell, do it. Like, touch yourself, do that. It's your birth and it's your right. It's your body, it's your baby, and your right to have that birth. And then keep your like doula and your partner, have them be the guards. So if somebody wants to like say that you can't or interfere or speak in the room or just, you know, have them guard you. So you don't have to guard yourself. You just be with yourself.
Beautiful words. Oh my goodness, Lovisa. I love that. And I love your passion too. And I'd love to ask you, as you're almost through our course, Orgasmic Birth Practitioner, and we're so honored that you'll be, you know, adding it to your own work that you're doing. What would you say to people about the program if we have any doulas, midwives, nurses, body workers, anybody with a birth practice? What are you enjoying about the program?
Like, I'm enjoying so much. Like, first of all, I think it's so powerful that you have this training in the first place. Like, because when this spreads to the world and to all these midwives and doulas and body workers, and like, imagine the impact. It's so powerful. And what we get is really extraordinary. Like, I mean, the library is so vast. There is so much to go through. And it's really knowledgeable professionals that come to speak about different topics. So learning about the role of the clitoris, and sexologists coming in and teaching like how to bring more pleasure. So it really becomes like, I mean, we definitely learn how we can integrate these things in our work with pregnant women or birthing women, but it's definitely also for ourselves. And I think these go so much together. Like, if I have not worked and experienced my own sensuality and sexuality, then it will be really tricky for me to invite somebody else into it. We have to go first. So all you doulas and midwives out there, I mean, jump on it and take this opportunity to really bring this awareness into the hospital, into the birth centers, into the homes. We need it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I know that many people listening are going to want to find you to work with you. Can you share a little bit about what you're offering and where people can reach you?
Yeah, of course. You're so welcome to. I'm on Instagram. I'm called Sacred Mom Love. And you can also go to my website. It's sacredcommunication.org. And I put together something for you. So the five pillars that I was talking about, you can go and grab a guide into these five pillars where I talk a little more about each one and how you can use these pillars to really prepare yourself so you have optimal possibility to have the birth that you want. And it also includes some practical practices that you can do throughout your pregnancy. So you're so welcome to go and grab that.
What a great gift. I hope everybody listening will jump over. If you're driving out and about, don't look now, but when you have time, go back to the show notes. We will have all those links in there. And we hope wherever you're listening, we hope you'll rate and review the podcast. We'd love for you to share your takeaways, your thoughts, your questions, your comments, and tag both Lovisa and Orgasmic Birth. We always love to hear from you. And again, we thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Orgasmic Birth Podcast, and hope you'll join us next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
I'm so honored to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Orgasmic Birth Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to learn more about pleasure in birth, parenting, and birth work, visit orgasmicbirth.com/more for my free gifts. And please leave a review about your experience. Reviews help us to reach more people, and please subscribe.